以下讲座是关于《圣典博加雅谈》第四篇第二十五章第四十四个诗节，题目是《婚姻与色欲》，讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2003年10月17号，地点是香港庙的。
Upagiyamano Lalitam Tatra Tatra Chagaya Kai Kridan Parivrita Stribir Ritinam Avisaj Chucho Upagiyamana Being sung about Lalitam
Very nicely
Tatra tatra,
tatra
here and there,
cha,
also,
gayakai,
by the singers,
kridan,
playing,
pavivrita,
surrounded,
stribi,
by women,
ridinam,
in the water of the river.
Avisat,
entered.
Sucho,
when it was too hot. Translation. Many professional singers used to sing about the glories of King Puranjan and his glorious activities. When it was too hot in the summer, he used to enter a reservoir of water. He would surround himself with many women and enjoy their company.
《博加雅谈》咧四篇廿五章四十四个诗节，好多嘅专业嘅歌唱者咧，都经常都会系荣耀啊，去唱颂咧系呢个 Puranjan 啊呢个皇帝嘅荣耀嘅，同埋佢咧嘅好值得歌颂嘅活动嘅。有阵时咧喺夏天咧太热嘅时候咧，咁佢咧会去到一啲嘅水塘嘅地方咧系游水嘅，咁。佢咧有時咧會係有好多嘅女士咧陪伴住佢啦，同佢哋咧係一齊係為樂嘅。
Purport by Srila Prabhupada: A living being has different activities in different stages of life. One stage is called Jagrata, or the life of awakening, and another is called Swapna, or the life of dream. Another stage is calledSusupti, or life in an unconscious state. And still another stage occurs after death. In the previous verse, the life of awakening was described. That is, the man and the woman were married and enjoyed life for 100 years. In this verse, life in the dream state is described. For the activities Puranjan accomplished during the day,were also reflected at night in the dream state. Puranjana used to live with his wife for sense enjoyment, and at night this very sense enjoyment was appreciated in different ways. A man sleeps very soundly when he is greatly fatigued, and when a rich man is greatly fatigued, he goes to his garden house with many female friends, and there enters the water,and enjoys their company. Such is the tendency of the living entity within this material world. A living entity is never satisfied with a woman unless he is trained in the system of Brahmacharya. Generally, a man's tendency is to enjoy many women, and even at the very end of life, the sex impulse is so strong that even though one is very old,He still wants to enjoy the company of young girls. Thus, because of the strong sex impulse, the living entity becomes more and more involved in this material world.
要指一个生物体嚟讲咧，佢系有唔同种类嘅活动嘅，喺唔同嘅生命里边啦，有嗰个阶段咧叫做 Jagrata， 意思即系话咧，佢喺生命里边咧系苏醒嘅时候。咁另一个阶段咧叫 Swana， 意思即系话咧喺一个 夢境嘅時候，另一個階段咧叫做係 Sushupti， 或者咧係一個冇意識、冇知覺嘅階段。另一個咧階段咧就係喺死亡之後發生嘅。咁喺前一個詩節裏邊咧係講到關於係蘇醒嘅階段嘅。咁而呢個嘅詩節嚟講咧，就係講到咧一個男士同埋女士咧，佢哋結咗婚之後咧，就係享樂呢個嘅家居生活咧，係100年嘅。喺呢個嘅詩節嚟講咧，係講咧係關於呢個嘅夢境嘅時候嘅階段嘅。咁 Puranjan 啊，佢嘅活動嚟講咧，喺日頭嚟講咧，亦都反映咗夜晚。夜晚發夢咧，係反映咗日頭嘅時候嘅。咁 Puranjan 咧，佢咧就係曾經咧係同佢嘅太太咧係一齊生活咧，係為咗感官嘅享樂咧。喺晚上咧，呢啲嘅官能上嘅享樂咧，亦都有唔同嘅方式咧，係找到樂趣嘅。咁一個人咧係瞓覺嘅時候咧，係瞓得很好啦。咁啊，當佢咧係覺得好歡暢嘅時候，一個有錢人咧。亦都當佢好歡暢嘅時候咧，佢都會去到一啲嘅花園屋嘅花園後花園咧，咁有好多嘅女士咧同佢為伴啦，同佢一齊咧係為樂嘅，有時咧會係一齊咧係進入水中咧係互相享樂嘅。呢個咧就係生物體嘅傾向咧喺呢個物質世界裏邊，一個生物體咧佢係永遠唔會係因為一個女士咧而係快樂嘅，而係滿足嘅，除非佢係受到呢個訓練咧係呢個 Brahmacharya 呢個精守生嘅訓練嘅。一般嚟講咧，男士嚟講咧都係傾向於咧係同女士咧係為樂啦。咁即使係佢嘅生命最後一刻，佢嘅呢個性嘅衝動嚟講咧都係好強烈嘅。亦即使一個好老嘅人家咧，佢依然咧想同一個年輕嘅女士咧係為伴咧係享樂嘅。因此咧呢個好強烈嘅性嘅衝動嚟講咧，喺生物體裏邊咧係形成咧，而係令佢越嚟越係呢個從事於呢個物質世界裏邊嘅。
Om Jnana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So we're hearing Narada Muni's analogous story about the characteristics of King Puranjan.
This is what we're going to hear. Narada Muni is describing about King Puranjan's
deeds. And he is describing about the different activities of a living entity.
咁佢亦都描述到唔同種類嘅生物體咧，佢哋嘅活動啊。
It is Srila Prabhupada explains to us how there are different levels of consciousness。
咁巴布巴亦都解釋俾我聽咧，唔同層面嘅意識知覺咧係有唔同嘅階段嘅。
There is a state of deep consciousness。
有一種咧係好深嘅意識知覺裏邊。
Or unconsciousness，
或者變得係冇意識知覺。
Then dreaming state，
或者另一個階段咧就係發夢嘅時候咧。
And the state of awakening，
或者係另一個嘅階段咧就係蘇醒嘅時候。
So in this verse we're hearing about the state of dreaming。
呢個詩節係講關於係夢境嘅時候嘅。
It is a common tendency in the material world. People are very fond of dreaming。
呢個物質世界咧，好多人咧都係有咁嘅傾向嘅，好希望係發夢嘅。
Daydreams， there are daydreams and night dreams. It's all dreaming。
日頭有白日夢啦，夜晚有晚間嘅夢啦，全部都係夢境嚟嘅。
So the activities one may perform in at daytime, it's described here about Puranjana. The activities he performed in the day were reflected also in his dreams at night。
咁呢度講到咧，佢日頭做嘅嘢，呢個皇帝咧 Puranjana 咧。咁佢夜晚咧都有所夢嘅，即係日有所思，夜有所夢嘅。
So in material consciousness, everyone dreams about enjoying this body and the things in relation to the body。
咁啲人發夢咧，就係關於身體啦，或者同身體有關嘅事情啦。
Actually, Bhagavad Gita tells us we are not the enjoyer。
不過梵哥其實解釋俾我哋聽咧，其實我哋唔屬於享樂者嘅。
Krishna is the enjoyer。
真正嘅享樂者咧。
Krishna is the Purusha。
就係 Krishna， 佢叫 Adi Purusha。
But the living entities are Prakriti。
其實呢個嘅生物體嘅身份咧叫 Prakriti。
The living entity's position is not to be the enjoyer, but to be enjoyed。
咁 Prakriti 意思即係話咧，佢唔係享受者嘅，佢係被享受者嚟嘅。
But in material consciousness, we are always thinking we want to enjoy。
但係物質世界咧，個人都咁諗啦。 我哋係想去享樂嘅。
This is the cause of our fall in the material world.
呢個咧就係個原因啊！我哋墮落呢個世界。
It shows our envious nature towards Krishna.
呢個咧代表咗咧，我哋對 Krishna 咧係一種妒忌嘅心。
That Krishna is actually the enjoyer.
真正嘅享受者咧就係 Krishna.
Bhagavad Gita says.Bhoktaram Yagnatapasham Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyadvamam Shantimrichati. That the purposes of all of our penances and austerities is to satisfy Krishna.
我们所做的赎罪苦行啊，所做的活动呢，都是要为了满足 Krishna 的。
Because Bhoktaram, Krishna is the enjoyer.He's meant to enjoy.
即係話咧，佢係真正嘅享受者，一切嘢都應該為佢享受而做。
If we do yagyas or tapasyas, now is Damodar Vrat Chaturmasya, the final month of Chaturmas. We are meant to be doing some tapasya. It is meant for the pleasure of Krishna.
咁我哋嘅活動啦，我哋所做嘅苦行啦，我哋喺四月苦行裏邊，咁而家係最後一個月啦，而家係 Damodar。这个月份 的一些活动全部都是为 Krishna 而做的。
Why should it be for Krishna's enjoyment?
为什么我们不是为 Krishna 而做呢?
Because Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, everything belongs to him.
因为一切的事情呢一切所有物质的东西都是属于他的。
This body is also Krishna's property.
我们的身体呢都是其实属于 Krishna 的 Krishna 的 财产来的。
Krishna gave us this body and we are meant to use it for his service.
那 Krishna 呢是给这个身体给我们呢个目的呢就是希望我们利用这个身体为他服务的。
But still, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, he is the best friend we have.
那另一个 Krishna 的关系呢就是说其实 Krishna 是我们最好的朋友来的。
Gyadva mam shantim richati. And if we understand these things, then we will be peaceful in our life.
如果我们了解以上三者呢，我们就会有这个心境的平和了。
But if we are thinking how to enjoy, if we are thinking we are the enjoyer, we will not be peaceful.
如果我们成日想着去享乐这个世界呢，我们的心不会平和的。
We will always be struggling, trying to control, trying to conquer and enjoy.
我们会经常要挣扎希望是去控制我们会是很烦的。
This is the demonic mentality.
其实这个心态是属于恶魔性的。
If we see Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes the demonic nature.
那在《博伽梵歌》第十六章是讲说这个神性和邪恶的本质。
Ishwaraham Mahambogi Siddoham Balavam Sukhi Ishwaraham, I am the controller.
那里讲到就说啲惡魔咁樣諗啊，以為就係我就係控制者啦。
I'm the enjoyer。
我就係一個享受者。
I Balavam, I am strong。
我係好強壯啦。
Balavam Suki and I am happy。
同埋咧，我係好快樂嘅。
So this is the demonic nature。
呢個就係呢惡魔嘅一啲嘅心態嚟嘅。
We have to cultivate the divine nature, the godly qualities.
咁我哋咧系好应该咧系栽培一啲嘅神圣嘅品格，好嘅品质嘅。
So, thinking we are the enjoyer, the greatest, of course, the strongest, the greatest enjoyment in the material world, the strongest shackle of the material world is this attraction for the opposite sex.
咁当然啦，最强嘅枷锁，最强嗰种吸引力咧，就系呢个对异性嘅吸引啦。
So we have to conquer over this desire to for material enjoyment.
所以我哋要征服呢种嘅欲望咧，系想享受呢个物质世界嘅欲望。
We have to purify it by Krishna consciousness.
我哋咧系要用呢个嘅 Krishna 之觉嘅程序咧，去净化呢个嘅欲望。
Srila Prabhupada explains. He says that generally a man's tendency is to enjoy many women.
包包系咁解释咧，佢话咧，一般嚟讲呢个男士咧，佢希望咧有好多女士陪伴。
And even at the very end of life, sex desire is very strong.
即使咧一个人咧系老年或者临近死亡咧，佢呢个性欲咧都系好强嘅。
Sometimes we think, oh, it will stop when I as I get older. It will, but it doesn't. It doesn't. It's always there.
其实咧有人咁样谂啦，佢话哦，不如我如果我老咗嘅时候咧，可能对性嘅欲望冇咁强。其实唔系嘅，佢一路。
Because this tendency reflects our a tendency to enjoy, to think that we are the enjoyer.
因為這個傾向呢，其實是代表了我們是另一個傾向，就是我想享受，想成為這個控制者。
Krishna can have many wives.
Krishna 其實他可以有很多的太太。
Krishna can enjoy with many women.
Krishna 可以跟很多女士是為伴享樂。
And we always want to imitate Krishna. We always want to compete with Krishna.
但問題呢，我們想跟 Krishna 競爭，我們想是扮演是 Krishna 的角色。
So we always try to also enjoy many women.
所以我們都有這樣的想法，想跟很多女士一起為伴。
Especially if one is opulently situated in the material world.
尤其是一些富有人家，他們更加是有這個傾向的。
Just like it's described here about King Puranjana.
就好像這個國王一樣，他叫 Puranjana， 他有這樣同樣的情況。
So he's a king, he is opulent, he is being honored by many people.
那他受人愛尊重，他也是很富裕。
So that makes the desire to enjoy even stronger.
因此他想享樂這個慾望是更加強烈的。
There, yeah, we see, for example, in the Krishna book, it's described by Maharaj Muchikunda.
咁喺 Krishna 嘅故事嗰本 Krishna 嘅事蹟嗰本書咧，就係講説咧有一個皇帝咧叫佢係 Muchikunda。
You know about Muchikunda?
有冇資料啊？大家記唔記得啊 ？Muchikunda 嘅資料。
Yeah. You don't read the Krishna book.
冇睇呢個。Krishna 的這本他的事蹟的書啊
Bhagavati Who's Muchika、huh? We translate Prabhupada said we have published these books for the devotees.
Prabhupada 他說其實我要出版這本書，其實真正為奉獻者而知。
All you are doing is selling them.
你只是想去賣這些書。
And you don't know who Muchikunda is.
你都不知道这个人是什么人来的。
Ooh, Krishna. We have to start reading Krishna book. This is very bad.
我们大家都要由头看过了这本书。
One of the very first books Prabhupada published for us.
Prabhupada 出版的书里面呢，这本是最首先出的书来的。
Maybe when I talk, often the Chinese devotees know the Leela, but they don't know the name.
很多中國奉獻者都知道那個逍遙，但是他不知道那些人物的名字。
I know when I'm in China and I would tell some part, then they all know it, but they don't know the name.
他們，我講這些事蹟，他們都聽過，但是他們都不知道那些人物是什麼名字。
So maybe it's like that for you.
可能你們都是這樣的情況。
I hope so.
希望是。
Anyway, the story is, Krishna was running from the battlefield.
咁、那個事蹟咧就係話 Krishna 咧，佢係喺個戰場嗰度係走緊嘅時候咧
，and he went into a cave。
咁佢去咗一個嘅山洞嗰度。
So there was a Kalayavana. There was a demon called Kalayavana who was chasing after Krishna。
咁有個惡魔咧叫係 Kalayavana 咧，佢係追緊 Krishna 嘅當時。
So he came into the cave where Krishna entered.And he saw somebody laying down.
咁佢當時咧見到 Krishna 走咗個山洞咧，佢追啦，咁就追到入去之後咧，見到有人咧瞓咗喺度。
So Kalayavana thought this was Krishna.
咁 Kalayavana 呢個惡魔就以為瞓緊嗰個係 Krishna.
And he kicked him.
跟住佢踢佢啦。
And actually, it was a great king named Muchikunda who was asleep.
咁真正瞓喺度嗰個人咧，其實一個皇帝叫係Muchikunda 嘅。咁當時佢係喺度瞓著咗嘅。
How did he kill him?
When he touched him, he would die. Open his eye, the first person burned
the
ashes. Yeah. 他一打開眼咧，就噴火，噴到佢燒到灰。
Yeah. The first part, because he had a benediction from the demigods that he could sleep for a long time.
咁其實咧，呢個嘅國王咧，佢有個祝福咧，就係半神人俾佢，佢可以好安詳咁樣瞓好耐嘅時間嘅。
None of you have that benediction.
大家可能冇呢個祝福啊，冇呢個瞓覺嘅祝福。
So because he was woke up in a rude way, so he burned this man to ashes. So Muchikunda told Krishna, He said that, I am a great king. And he said, when I go out in my kingdom, people, even my enemies, they bow before me.
就是因为他被人很无礼地对待，因此他很愤怒，就将那个恶魔烧成灰炭。 后来他跟Krishna说，我是一个很大的皇帝，很多人都是向我打工作揖的。
But he said, when I go in the chamber with my queens, I bow before them.
但是去到我的宫廷见皇后的时候，我向他们跪拜。
So this is the force of material nature, so strong.
这个力量就是物质自然，很强烈的。
So we have to try to conquer over this mentality of thinking about enjoying this material world.
所以我们要放弃这个念头，就是要享受这个世界。
This is why we are conditioned souls.
因此，这个原因就是我们成为条件限制的灵魂。And
ultimately, the root cause of all of this conditioning is our enviousness of Krishna.
其实真正我们那个捆绑的根源，就是我们妒忌Krishna。
We see Krishna enjoy, and we think we should also enjoy.
我们见到Krishna是享乐，那我们就想，我们都应该享乐。
But this is not our position.
其实这个不是我们真正的地位。
And we see that actually these people are never happy.
我们见到那些人寻求享乐，寻求快乐，他们不会快乐。
That nobody is ever satisfied by even having been surrounded by many women.
其实一个人有很多女士为伴，他都不完全满足的。
And even you may have many husbands, you won't be satisfied.
或者一个女士有很多丈夫，他都不会完全满足的。
Even one husband is so much headache.
有一个丈夫都已经是很头痛了。
But if you simply serve Krishna, then we are actually happy.
但是我们单单就是服务Krishna的话，我们就很自然会快乐了。
Rukmini says that any woman who will accept any ordinary mortal person for a husband when they could have Krishna for their husband is foolish.
那Rukmini皇后她曾经说过，其实我们任何一个人，她是 接受一个普通的人为丈夫的话，他是很蠢的，因为他其实可以选择是嫁给Krishna的。
One man who will accept some woman, if he is not trained as Brahmacharya, he will simply always be looking at other women and thinking how to enjoy them.
如果丈夫没受到这个精神上的训练的话，他就会不满足于他的，因为他会经常找另一个女士的。
And even in old age, he will still be thinking about enjoying some sex life.
即使他变得年老，他都想着有这个性的冲动。
So this is very disgusting.
所以这个是很讨厌的。
We have to understand the real purpose of life.
我们要明白这个生命的目标。
Therefore, in the very beginning, one must be trained as Brahmacharya.
所以一个人在小时候就要受到训练，是这个精守生的。
And conquer over the mind and senses.
征服我们的心意和感官。
And understand the real purpose of life.
了解生命的目标。
As the fish is not happy out of water, similarly, we are not satisfied even we try to enjoy.
就好像一条鱼，它离开水，它怎样做都不会快乐的。我们同样，如果我们去感官可乐，怎样都不会快乐的。
Our position is to serve.
因为我们的地位是要做服务的。
And then we are actually satisfied.
这样才真正得到满足的。
So we are always struggling, trying to make some plans for our happiness. This is our dreaming mentality.
我们经常作出计划，希望找取快乐。其实 这个是我们发梦的阶段。
This materialistic, in material life, we are constantly dreaming. We have so many illusions about how we will make some nice permanent situation here in this material world.
在物质世界，很多人都在发梦，他以为作出很多计划，寻找快乐，希望找到一个位置，可以长久，永恒。
We have to realize how temporary this world is.
我们要明白这个世界其实很短暂的。
When I was in Haixingwei, and 那个 Haixingwei, there was one young woman came there. She was telling me how she lost her husband a few years ago.
咁有個地方喺深威，我去到嗰地咧，有個女士咧同我講咧，佢喺幾年前咧就即係喪咗偶。
That when she was young and married, she was a young, quite young woman, but somehow her husband died. There was some tragic accident.
咁當時咧發生意外啦，佢咧幾年前咧佢嘅丈夫就離咗過咗身啦。
So she was, it was a harsh awakening for her as to the temporary nature of the material world.
咁佢覺得好難過啦，這個物質自然嘅。
And although she was a very attractive woman physically, she told me, she said, I don't want to get entangled again in this material world.
咁雖然咧佢外表都好美麗啦，佢咁講咧，佢話我再唔想咧，再唔想受到呢個物質世界咧嘅捆綁啦。
I just want to use my time to read and chant and.
我淨係想即係用曬我所有時間咧，去唱誦啦，去呢個嘅閱讀啊。
This one devotee in Guangzhou was also young Gopi Krishna.
咁廣州咧有個嘅奉獻者咧。
She was saying sometimes that when she used to work in a hotel, that even sometimes very old men used to approach her with, you know, suggestions, you know.
咁我喺佢喺酒店嗰度做嗰個時候咧，咁有好多嘅老人家咧，啲老嘅男士咧都走埋嚟咧，同佢講啲風騷嘅説話。
She was shocked. She said, "I couldn't believe, you know, old men that they're so lusty. They have such strong desires."
咁佢話我真係唔明白啊，點解啲人咁老咧都仲係咁風流嘅
？So this is the facts of life. They're not pleasant.
咁呢個嘅就係物質生命咧，佢哋咁即係冇快樂可言嘅。
So we're fortunate that we can be that we can understand these things and we can work use our time now to work so that we don't fall into that same miserable condition.
咁依家咧，我仲有生命，仲有時間咧，我哋要好好咁樣計劃努力咧，唔好咧係墮進呢咁樣嘅物質嘅處境啊！
If we remain steady in Krishna consciousness, practice regulated life, then we will naturally become purified.
如果我哋喺 Krishna 之覺裏邊好堅定咧、穩重咧、係前進嘅話咧，我哋就會係變得生命咧係會係越嚟越好啊。
Although we don't notice any drastic change in our life, it's definitely a fact that our material desires are gradually being reduced.
雖然咧，我哋感受唔到咧，我哋每日咧有啲咩嘅進步啦，但係其實咧係慢慢嘅過程咧，我哋嘅物質嘅慾望咧越嚟越減少嘅。
And so we have to be patient, and we have to continue the process with determination.
咁我哋有決心啦，有耐性啦，咁係有恆心啦去做啦。
And in this way, we can achieve the real perfection of life.
我哋就會慢慢咧，係會達到咧呢個生命嘅完美嘅境界啊。
But for the materialist, that whatever they try to achieve, it's always a failure.
但係對於物質主義者嚟講咧，佢哋無論幾努力咧，想達到咩嘅成就咧，最後嚟講咧，都係會失敗啊。
That they're suffering in this life, and they will suffer even more in the next.
佢今生咧係要受苦啦，佢哋來世咧仲要受更多嘅苦嘅。
Any comments?
有冇咩評論咧？問題。
There's a one very wealthy guy in Hong Kong. Many holds, and he has four wives. The youngest one is like 30 something. He's already 70. Right? Hong Kong.
You can't
even see him.
Well, when people are very rich, they can afford to maintain many wives.
咁有香港啲名人咧，佢哋有好多太太咧。當佢哋好有錢嘅時候咧，咁佢哋可以有好多太太嘅。
There was a question whether or not we should allow polygamy in the Krishna consciousness movement.
有啲人咧有爭議咧，就話其實我哋喺我哋嘅運動容唔容許咧有一夫多妻咧
？Because definitely in the Vedic times it was legal. People could have more than one wife.
咁其實咧，古代嘅韋陀嘅時代咧，咁其實係容許呢樣嘢嘅，一夫多妻嘅。
Prabhupada thought about it.
Prabhupada 都諗過呢樣嘢啦。
He thought some men were actually qualified that they could probably maintain more than one wife.
咁佢認為咧，有啲男士咧，佢哋都係有資格咧，有乜能力咧，去即係娶咁多太太。
But he decided against it.
佢諗清楚都話唔係咁好啦。
Usually, most men are not wealthy enough to support even one wife.
一般嚟講咧，有好多嘅人士男士嚟講咧，佢都冇能力咧，係即使係娶一個太太都好啦。
There's a story about in India that talking about the old man still lusty. That's a story about Birbal. You know Birbal?
Oh yeah.
You know that story? That's a very famous story. The Prabhupada mentioned that even when an old man still has the desires for lusty desires and the Muslim Akbar actually didn't believe that. So Birbal was very, very intelligent. He says, okay, tomorrow we'll go to the hospital. And he advised him that bring a young daughter with you. So they're looking at the old man lying in bed. And he said, observe his face. And instead of looking at, even though he was so old and dying, but he was looking at the young girl. And expressed that.
咁有個故事咧，係講到咧一個以前咧一個嘅即係街知巷聞，好多印度人都知噶啦。呢個故事就係話一個垂死嘅老人家咧，佢都係有咁嘅性慾嘅衝動喺度嘅。因為佢有個國王咧，佢回教徒嚟嘅，咁佢都唔信呢樣嘢。咁有個人咧就話：好啦，我證明俾你睇咧，你帶個你個嘅公主咧係嚟去見一個垂死嘅老人啦，你睇下佢嘅面口咧係當時係點樣嘅反應咧。咁佢見到咧呢、這個。咁佢哋探呢個嘅垂死嘅老人嘅時候咧，佢哋見到咧，佢嘅面嘅眼咧都係眼釘釘咧，係望住個公主嘅。
Why did she have five husbands? Because she was so expert, such an expert wife, she could keep five husbands happy. She was so expert that even Rukmini used to come to Draupadi to learn from her how to keep her husband happy.Because she saw that Draupadi was so expert, she could keep five men happy. So Rukmini would come and learn from Draupadi. How do you do it? What do you do to keep all these men happy?
問題咧就問點解杜魯帕提咧可以有五個丈夫咧？因為佢咧個答案咧就係佢好精通咧點樣令五個丈夫都同時好快樂啊！就算乎咧 Rukmini 呢個嘅皇后咧，佢都嚟學習咧係點樣可以令到佢丈夫咧係快樂啊！
我想問咧，喺呢一個呢個。
So in this world, they have a lot of cases of divorce and separate, like husband and wife. So in the old Vedic times, if they are not happy between husband and wife, they are allowed to be divorced.
个问题咧，Lalita 话咧就系话，依家咁嘅年代咧，好多离婚率啦。咁喺伟大嘅时代啊，咁如果啲夫妻啊。不和啊，咁啊，准唔准许去离婚嘅咧
？You see, Draupadi's mentality was to make her husband happy, but nowadays we think my husband's not making me happy.
咁啊，杜洛帕提咧，佢当时嘅心境咧就系希望咧系取悦佢丈夫啊，但系依家嘅女人，依家嘅太太嘅心态咧就话希望点解呢个丈夫唔能够令到我快乐咧？
You don't make me happy.
你咧，我
嫁俾你都唔快
樂，我要離婚。
Everybody wants to be the enjoyer.
個個都想成為享樂者。
Nobody wants to be the servant.
冇人想做成為仆人。
But in the Vedic times, people actually understood differently.
但係呢個偉陀嘅時代咧，啲人咧係明白呢個道理啊。
They were happy to serve.
佢係好快樂啦！當你服務嘅時候
，Prabhupada explains Krishna conscious marriage is meant that they help the husband and wife help each other to advance in Krishna consciousness。
拋拋解釋咧，呢個 Krishna 之國嘅婚姻裏邊咧，其實係呢個丈夫係幫太太啦，太太幫丈夫咧，佢哋喺 Krishna 之國裏邊進步啊，係互相取悦嘅。
I was just with one couple in China and.They don't get along very well with each other. So I suggested to them, every morning you should offer obeisances. I just saw the look on their face.
咁喺大陸咧，我遇到一個對夫婦啦，咁佢哋大家都即係有啲過節啊，有啲爭執啦。咁我同佢講啦，你哋咧朝頭早一起身咧就要互相頂拜啊，但係佢哋咧好唔願意。
So this is a problem. You know, this is a problem. It's very hard to control the false ego, especially in relation to the opposite sex.
咁呢個就係個大問題啦！大家喺異性嘅面前咧，都唔想咧將自己假我咧係錯，係呢個消滅啊！
Because when we're with the opposite sex, we're always thinking about enjoying.
因為喺異性嘅面前咧，佢哋都係個心態諗住係得到享樂。
Prabhupada used to say, "Man is good and women are good. Man and women together, some people will say better, but Prabhupada said no good."
咁包包話男士又好啦，女士又好啦，咁佢哋喺埋一齊，有人話更加好啦，但係包包話係唔好嘅。
Even my father is very good father, very faithful husband. It's also have the lust desire. I observe my observation. This is the nature. It's very hard.
Very strong.
Very
pity of the living entity is like that. And what Prabhupada said is actually true. Sachi Mother, he said, 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 he
said,
Sorry, Prabhupada was asked by one of his devotees, "Oh, Prabhupada, you're a pure devotee. Do you have lust?" And Prabhupada said, thought about it, and he said, "Yeah." And everybody said, "Pure devotee, you have lust." But then after a few minutes, Prabhupada said, "Yes, but I don't have time for it."
Doesn't have time for it.
咁有人問巴奧巴咧。問你巴奧巴，你究竟有冇色慾嘅？睇你心裏邊咧，巴奧巴諗一陣之後話：哦，我係都有嘅。但係巴奧巴跟住再答佢話：其實咧，我咧係冇時間去滿足我色慾嘅，太過忙啦。
So we should be like that.
所以我哋都應該係咁嘅情況。
We don't have time for material, for mundane nonsense.These activities are so harmful. They go so deep in the heart, and they give so much trouble to the mind.
咁其實呢個色慾咧，係會令到我哋好深入咁樣打動我哋內心啦，令到我哋個心意咧好麻煩。
So devotees are very careful.
我哋要小心啦。
Material world is very dangerous place.
物質世界係一個好危險嘅地方嚟㗎。
So must.Constantly pray for the protection of Guru and Gauranga.
我要經常向 Guru 同埋 Gauranga 祈禱啦，希望得到保護啊。
Somehow keep us free of all of these entanglements of the material world.
希望我哋免於咧呢啲物質上嘅捆綁啦，物質上嘅麻煩啦。
Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.